2020. Moore made the announcement Thursday, saying Russian-like tactics by Democrats were to blame for his loss in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. After 20 years in Montgomery, Holy Cross Episcopal School is closing its doors. School leaders say declining enrollment and other school options led to the closure. Going into this year, enrollment dropped to 41 students. And a Greenville police officer has left intensive care after being bitten by a rattlesnake while on duty. The snake bit Officer Marissa Morrison when she stepped out of her patrol car to stretch her legs and take a picture of the sunrise. She says she is eager to get back to work, but was told it could take a month to heal. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller that has not won a basket in the last 3 months can get in on the Squeak Squeak Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Squeak Squeak Farm Market. By the way, the watermelons, which are delicious, are on sale. $2 off. If you tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, go in and get them. Tell them that so you can get that $2 off. It's a great bargain. They've got fresh peaches. They've got cantaloupes that are delicious. They've got these peppers that are to die for. I mean, when you cut it, the aroma that comes from them is absolutely amazing. But we got a lot of territory to cover, not a lot of time to do it in here. There was a story that was on CBS. It was also on the Today Show. I didn't get to the Today Show cut. But talk about inspectors say kids detained at a Texas border center without adequate food or water. Now, they say researchers went down there and saw this, and it sounds like it's kind of falling into the concentration camp narrative.
Sure.
And somebody, if I keep hearing them perpetuate this, there better be some video, and or they better be talking to somebody. If this didn't happen, or if it did happen, somebody from ICE and company needs to stand up and say something of what the truth is. They do not need this to perpetuate. Let's listen in.
Doctors and attorneys say hundreds of young people are living under inhumane conditions at a Texas border control station. They say they found about 250 babies, children, and teenagers without adequate food, water, and sanitation. Some of the children said they'd been detained there for weeks. Maria Villarreal has reported extensively from the border. Maria joins us now. Maria, where do they say this is happening?
Okay, guys, so this is actually happening just outside of El Paso in a town called Clint, Texas. It's about 20 miles southeast of El Paso. You know, one researcher told us that more than a dozen children had the flu, and some were in quarantine cells without adult supervision. There were young girls in this facility taking care of a sick two-year-old boy who was in filthy clothing without a diaper. The children said that they were fed uncooked, frozen food and had gone weeks without bathing. Now, immigration officials could not be reached for this story, but, you know, for months they have been saying that their system and the facilities are overwhelmed. Apprehensions in the El Paso area specifically have spiked more than 600% since last year. We've seen a lot of this in our reporting over the last year and a half. Now, in May, the Office of the Inspector General pointed to dangerous overcrowding at the El Paso facility specifically, showing migrants packed into holding cells. This is with children and adults. Now, according to current rules, children should only be held in Border Patrol for 72 hours before being transferred to Health and Human Services, which actually house migrant facilities. But, you know, we've spoken with immigration attorneys and advocates as well. They are telling us right now they are holding these children for longer, but they are moving them to different detention facilities so they stay within the parameters of the Flores guideline.
Let's go to Red. Red, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Excuse me, I didn't finish talking.
Oh, Red Top?
Red Top, where'd you go?
Man, that was the quickest call I've ever seen.
He said he dropped off earlier because he had a customer. I wonder if he just all of a sudden... Here, let's see if... Red Top, is that you? Red Top.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Hey, Red Top, what's up?
I'm sorry, I dropped out for a second. This situation at the border is an instrument of plunder for the Democrats, and it's been that way ever since Bill Clinton and them hardened the borders and made everybody go through the desert. And for me to believe that these people came across the border with clean diapers and fully bathed and showered is the whole premise is absurd, don't you think?
I do. I agree with you.
But this is outrageous. And, you know, you don't want to build a wall, you don't want to give funding. And 88,000 people came over what was it last week. You talk about putting somebody in a blackmail vice. This is a classic example of it.
Yeah, and what I hate is when they have stories that start following a narrative of something else, and that really bothers me.
Yeah, picking up from AOC yesterday, which we know is already a complete imbecile. But, you know, if they're not going to fund anything, they just want to perpetuate misery. They're in the big business of misery, let's face it, aren't they?
Yep, it's, this is, the media is starting to really bother me of how they are choosing to report certain stories and not report a whole bunch of stories. And we're going to get into one called the Black Ledger that we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, and them choosing Joe Biden and then now unchoosing Joe Biden to run. That's basically what happened the past 2 weeks.
I was kind of surprised at that ABC story that I played for you guys. That was a, you know, you're using the anchor from ABC World News Tonight, and I mean, that was pretty framed up there. Now, it was a morning show, it wasn't nightly news, which are big rating difference, but at least somebody's doing something about it.
Yeah, I am very surprised. That's why I think Joe's gone, Bernie's gone. I think Elizabeth Warren is who the media's going to decide to run next, don't you?
Well, I think here's what I think they're going to do. I think the first of all, listen to the way the quizzers ask questions and who they ask particular questions to and how they do it. That's going to tell us who they're going after. And I think Rachel Maddow and Joe Biden are going to tangle.
Oh, wow. What a meeting of the minds. Glad I don't get that channel.
You don't get NBC?
On that note, Roll Tide, go Trump.
Well, you don't get NBC. Well, first of all, you don't get NBC?
No, and I'm glad. The hell with them. They're not worth looking at. I couldn't take Geeked Out Chuck or Up Chuck anymore. What? For some reason, my digital antenna won't pick it up, and I damn sure don't miss them.
There you go. Where are you painting today?
Gosh. Outside in Vaughn Park, and just got through with a big indoor job down the street from you on Allendale. Just painted the roofs black on those porches. You'll pass by it, I'm sure, but the place looks really cool. And just passed by Carol Rickard with her Great Dane from Brubaker. Have you seen them in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I have seen them in the neighborhood, but they're not on Allendale.
Yes, they are.
They are in Allendale now?
Well, they used to live in County Down because I did their house when they moved over.
You're talking about Don Rickard?
Yeah, and Carol. It's a big old Great Dane they got. You've seen it, haven't you?
Now, I thought they lived over off of Old Farm Road.
Ah, don't think so. They go right across on Allendale. But anyway, I saw them this morning, and that big dog is, it's a good thing he's swimming.
It is so funny to watch Carol with this huge horse of a dog. Carol's a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And she'll
weighs 90 and her dog weighs 180.
I know. I mean, and this dog is huge. And I stopped one time and said, what if the dog decides to run? She goes, I'm along for the ride.
Yes. You know, his name is Moose, by the way.
I did not know that.
He's a sweet guy. And I'm very damn glad he's sweet. That's all I got to say. He's taller than me, guys.
Red Top, you have a wonderful weekend, my friend. You deserve it.
Thanks, Dan. You're in good hands. Thank you, man.
It's going to be a heat index 100 today, I understand.
Yes, it is. I'm inside right now.
Good for you.
All right.
Tucson 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show. Let's continue the second part of the inspectors on the kids and the detainees here.
The more you hear about this story, the worse it gets. And my big concern, a lot of people are concerned that some of these kids will never be reunited with their families.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking to think about that.
It is a huge concern. I think that a lot of times we're hearing the federal government say that they can't find, exactly, you know, parents still. Some of them have been deported. So that factors into this.
So on that point, the president just gave his first interview to a Spanish language network, Telemundo, and he was asked about child separations and his administration's zero tolerance policy. Take a look at that.
When I became president, President Obama had a separation policy. I didn't have it. He had it. I brought the families together.
2,800 children were reunited with their parents in this last year after the zero tolerance policy.
Because I put them together. That's because I put them together. Under Obama, you had separation.
Under a court order, I may add, right?
No, I put them together. I'm the one that changed the plan. I inherited separation. Obama built the cages. I didn't build them. Obama built the cages. That's number one. Obama separated. I'm the one that did a presidential order bringing the parents together.
All right, you've got President Trump there saying he inherited the separation policy and Obama built the cages. Maria, what's the reality?
So here's the reality. Yes. During the Obama administration and even previous administrations, there were separations of family, right? The biggest difference here is zero tolerance. The president last year with his administration implemented zero tolerance policy, which basically means that if you cross the border illegally, you did not go through the right asylum channels, you were going to be held in federal court and charged with a felony, and you would absolutely be separated from your children. That was the hugest difference. And we know that because we were in the courts, we saw the courts back up, we knew exactly what was happening. So for him to say that he wasn't separating children and he actually was reuniting them, that's just not the way things went down.
Wow. Yeah, see, a little tonality, as they would say. Joey, we forgot to do the Marguerite Forever Mark Diamond giveaway drawing.
We got it now.
We're going to get this thing done. Let it rip, big guy.
Tiffany Lancaster and William Watson. Again, Tiffany Lancaster and William Watson.
You two need to call 396-5477, 396-5477, so you can get your name in for the drawing for the Marguerite 1 Carat Forever Mark Diamond Giveaway, $10,000 value. $10,000. Did I mention $10,000 value from Marguerite, a wonderful jeweler here in Montgomery? Yeah, that tone was a little too much for me. That was, and Telemundo and Donald Trump do not get along well at all. I'm shocked that he's doing that. But he seems to be doing interviews with people that are not necessarily considered friendly.
Sure.
And I'm not sure what the strategy is with it. The George Stephanopoulos, I think he was kind of walking into the, I think George was walking into the knife with that on some other things I think may be happening fairly soon. But the Telemundo one, that's, you remember the...
That is
the Jorge
Ramos.
Oh
yeah.
Man, that argument they got in when he was running for president.
Yeah, sit down. You are fake news.
You're fake news. Get out of here. And then he kicked him out. 272-9228. Excuse me. Let's see which way I want to hit before I get into the other bigger subjects here. There was a Supreme Court ruling that happened that is kind of interesting. Pastor Robert Jeffries, who is now a Fox News contributor, he's a pastor in Dallas at Baptist Church. He's going to talk about the Peace Cross that is in Maryland that they said, yeah, you can keep that. Let's listen in.
The Peace Cross still stands. The Supreme Court ruling 7-2 to allow this World War I memorial to remain on public ground in a landmark First Amendment case.
Join us right now with his reaction, senior pastor at First Baptist Church down in Dallas, Robert Jeffries.
You got to feel good about this, but you don't.
Well, look, I think it's a baby step in the right direction. I didn't care for the reasoning saying that the cross is secular and not sacred. It is sacred, but I think we take what we can get. And you know, when you couple this decision with some other recent court decisions, it looks like the Supreme Court is saying it's time to put an end to this hostility toward faith and these attacks that have been launched for the last 60 years against faith and faith symbols. And look, our audience needs to put this in context. For the first 150 years of our country's history, the Supreme Court not only allowed but encouraged Bible reading, prayer in school, crosses on war memorials. Then suddenly in 1962, they start saying it's unconstitutional. Did the Constitution change? Of course not. What happened is for the last 60 years, we've let the liberals pervert the First Amendment into something the original framers never intended. I think this is an example of the court moving back to the original intent of the framers of the Constitution, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I previewed this, I believe, on my show 2 months ago, like when they were kind of doing the oral arguments, and I'm so happy it ended up this way, because he's exactly right. The separation of church and state is important, but the idea is to keep the government out of free expression, especially in the public arena. And this cross has been there since 1925, and somebody didn't complain to 2012. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, I said somebody didn't have something to do, as they would say. Okay, so let's continue on with Pastor Robert Jeffries talking about SCOTUS piece here. Let's listen in.
Right. This is on the highway. It's in Maryland. It was put up in
1914, 15, something.
After the war, after the First World War, to honor 49 casualties, 49 men that died in the war. And it's been there for so long, 40 feet tall.
Right, and the Supreme Court said it's historic.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I did read the reasonings, and just to share with the audience, they said history shows it is it's non-religious nature, it didn't serve a religious purpose, and is used by secular firms. And that's why Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor were the only two that voted against it. But a win is a win, right?
A win is a win. And look, I mean, remember, this is so contrary to our nation's history to outlaw a cross. In 1844, 1892, the Supreme Court said America is a Christian nation. And the liberals are trying to separate our country from its Judeo-Christian foundation for the last 60 years. I hope this is the first of many steps to turn that around.
I'm sorry that got cut off like that. News 93.1. Now my show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on
93.1 FM.
From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just let me be.
272-9228, that's where we are. Here are the American Legion guys that actually had protested and filed a suit, the countersuit on this thing. And it's going to be talking about if they win the fight on keeping the cross. And this was on Fox and Friends this morning. They're interviewing the attorney and the Legionnaire.
In a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that that peace cross can remain on public land in Maryland. The American Legion's 40-foot monument to fallen soldiers from World War I has stood there for nearly 100 years. And after a long legal battle, it was determined the memorial has historical significance. Religious or historical? That was the question. Joining us right now is the American Legion representative, Stan Shaw, and deputy general counsel for First Liberty Institute, a religious liberty law firm that represented the case on behalf of the American Legion, Jeremy Dice. Jeremy, the big question was it historic or was it religious? And the Supreme Court said it was historic, right?
Well, they kind of said it was both. But look, this is a landmark decision for religious liberty. And it should come as no surprise to most Americans that as a religious people with a religious heritage, we would have religious symbols interspersed with our secular symbols across these fruited plains. And the Supreme Court took a look at that and said, look, it's perfectly acceptable to have this kind of thing, to recognize the historical nature of these kind of symbols. And the fact that they invoke the religious is nothing to be concerned about. The Constitution perfectly permits that. And in fact, Justice Alito went so far as to say, these kinds of memorials are presumptively constitutional. That's a huge win for religious liberty.
In fact, we've got a quote from Justice Alito. He said, a government that roams the land, tearing down monuments with religious symbolism and scrubbing away any reference to the divine will strike many as aggressively hostile to religion.
That's Alito, too. That's pretty good. Now, I like these guys' tone much better than Jeffrey's. This is an attorney that actually worked on this case. This is the second part of this.
Stan, what does that cross mean to you, and what does the ruling mean to you as well?
Well, I'm grateful for the ruling that the cross would stay there. As a veteran, you know, it's a great win for us.
It is a great win for your side. Meanwhile, the American Humanist Association, Jeremy, said this: while we're disappointed by the court's decision, it's important to recognize that this decision will not allow rampant religious intrusion into public life. The Lemon Test protecting the establishment clause will stand. Is that what that was? Religious intrusion into public life?
Well, look, I think there's going to be a lot of litigation left over here, but one thing is very clear. When it comes to religious symbols, religious monuments, religious memorials like this, and even longstanding practices like In God We Trust on our currency, or even saying prayers before public bodies, that Lemon Test that they're referring to, that's dead. And I think if you read the justices correctly, that test that has been used so often to excise anything religious in the public square, that's going away as well. What I think the court has done here is done rightly to say, look, we're not going to allow state agencies, state officials, state governments to simply wipe the landscape of any kind of religious imagery. It's perfectly acceptable for us to recognize our historic tradition of religion. So at firstliberty.org, we're going to continue this fight to make sure that not only this memorial is safe, but memorials like it and every other kind of activity within the public square that invokes the religious is protected as well.
That, by the way, Liberty Foundation, who has worked on several cases in Alabama, the abortion case being one of the biggest, but they're part of Liberty University and Liberty Law School, which is turning out to be a very good law school, by the way. And we have several graduates that live here in the Montgomery area and practice law in the Montgomery area.
Well, and this one caught my attention, too, and it's why Ginsburg's dissent that she read from the bench was so baffling to me, is this cross was set up by mothers of 49 fallen soldiers in World War I. So they obviously knew the religion of their sons. I mean, we have crosses in cemeteries, I mean, military cemeteries across the country and around the world, and it's also Stars of David, and I just think when the humanist secular associations go too far, they're really losing the point of the separation of church and state, which is to keep the government out of that free expression and to also keep other religious denominations from jockeying to take each other out. I mean, it's the classic letter. The Danbury Baptists that Jefferson wrote to use that phrase, separation church and state, were worried about the Congregationalist. They weren't worried about, you know, secular humanists. That freedom allows us all that space to breathe and to practice and believe and say and build monuments as we wish. And I just thought this cross, this peace cross in particular, was an obvious good thing and shouldn't be torn down in the name of sort of sanitizing the public square.
Well, it's interesting. The guy who's missing today was Jason Napolitano, who he's the one that broke the story about Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying they were going to be kind of the sharp contrast in the dissents. When you look at what Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote, that is a sharp contrast. I mean,
it is.
She's like, I mean, two, I mean, that were 2-7, that's amazing to me. So she's kind of out there on this, and this court may actually come around, particularly if something were to happen to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Let's play the last part. He's going to talk about how he feels about this. This is the actual veteran here.
And Stan, how do you feel that your side won?
Oh, I'm very, very glad. We did a thing last night, and I went into one of the posts, and as soon as we walked in, it was just a great hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. You know, it's not only for our veterans, it's for that community. They won also, and it's a thing for across America. We won, you know, and it's they got to get away from that it's a religious thing. It's about veterans. It was a veterans thing.
Thought he did a good job with that. Cranky, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this. All right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Dan Morris Show. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woohoo!
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The U.S. reportedly asking the U.N. Security Council for a meeting on Monday after Iran shot down a U.S. drone. President Trump planned a retaliatory strike but called it off with minutes to spare after learning 150 people could die.
That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
The president speaking to NBC News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying any hostilities with Iran should require congressional approval. Missouri's health department declining to renew the license of the state's last abortion clinic.
It continues to operate while there is more adjudication, but Planned Parenthood is now accusing Missouri leaders of playing politics, of weaponizing this inspection process, and of being on the wrong side of history.
Fox's Mike Tobin in St. Louis, health officials citing concerns at the clinic, including at least 3 failed abortions. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Seems like we've been in summer for months, but it officially starts today. And we have blistering heat to talk about today, hot and humid with a sun and cloud mix. There'll be some spotty afternoon and evening storms roaming around. I think most towns will stay dry. High today in the mid-90s, heat index 102 to 105. Muggy tonight, overnight low 76. Tomorrow and Sunday, more heat. Middle 90s both days, triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range, and only isolated afternoon storms at best. and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to our good friend Cranky. Cranky, how are you, my man?
Hey, so far so good. So far so good. Hey, listen, Dan, I got one rant, I got one side detour to make, and then I want to get into the meat of why I really called.
Sure.
I know that you and Joey have got a business to run, but when you know how old I am, we've met.
Mm-hmm.
When you put an old man on hold that long, there's a good chance he's going to forget what he called about.
or they're going to wet their pants, what are they doing?
Please bear that in mind. My little side detour, I heard the news trick at the top of the hour that Nancy Pelosi said any action by the military on behalf of the president requires congressional approval. How about, and you've never had to push the dump button on me, you're not going to have to do it today, but how about, Nancy, you kiss my big fat naturally. A double dollar sign, how about that?
There you go. Cleaned it up for us.
The reason I called, and I just came in, I've been in and out this afternoon preparing for an event this weekend, but the reason I called, we're talking about the Supreme Court ruling,
mm-hmm.
and I challenge anybody, show me where the term separation of church and state appears anywhere in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in the U.S. Code, in any document.
It doesn't. The only thing is in the Danbury letter. That's the only place
it is. It does not exist. The Danbury letter, take that into any court of law. Okay, in that, in 50 cents, you know, won't even pay for your parking meter. But
Cranky, in all seriousness, I think you could take that into a court of law in arguing the spirit of the First Amendment and what Jefferson and Madison were coming up with. It's not a legal document by any means, but it's a kind of an explanation. But you're right, it's not in any of our legal documents, but it's kind of been used because it fills the spirit of what they were trying to do in many ways.
Basically, it says, you know, Congress, meaning the U.S. government, shall not establish any religion.
Yeah, period.
Right.
Period. And, I think this is before Joey was on the political scene. He was alive, but before he was on the political scene. But, you know, when Fob James was governor, he wanted to establish a prayer that he wrote that would be said in the schools. And, you know, back then the argument was, well, you can't do that. That's an establishment. You know, if somebody wants to voluntarily pray,
right,
that's fine. But the thing of it is, people said, well, you know, what if we get a warlock as a governor or a Muslim as a governor? Well, that's not ever going to happen. Well, there's a lot of not ever going to happens that have happened.
It happened, exactly right.
And I just, you know, on the, not local, but on the state scene, everybody's bunched up about the law that Kay Ivey signed and, you know, enacted about Briarwood being able to establish its own police force. And they're going, well, it's establishing a Richard. It doesn't mean they're not establishing anything.
Right.
And there is precedent for private police forces. Faulkner University has its own sworn law enforcement officers. Baptist Health had officers with arrest powers some years ago. When you get up around Lake Martin, you've got the Russell Lands Police Force. That's a private entity. The precedent set, this isn't something that's new, but it happens to be a church. Oh, my God, you know. Oh, wait a minute. No, we can't say that either. They're not doing anything. Hey, how about this? They said that they've got a child care facility up there. They've got, you know, church with a lot of people in Sunday school on Sundays. It isn't like they haven't had school shootings. It isn't like they haven't had church shootings. If you want to go look at the law and take the law into consideration, how about the fact that through a series of rulings over the past 15, 20 years, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that, law enforcement and public safety, they're not constitutionally obligated to protect you. You know, if something goes south, you know, they're going to do, hopefully they're going to do their best effort in good faith to try to stop it, but at the end of the day, they're not required to do it. They're taking it upon themselves that, you know, if something happened, somebody tried to abduct a child or they had a shooting, the response time, they've already got a police force on the scene that they're willing to pay for. And, you know, they're post-certified. You can bet they're going to have the same credentials that any other law enforcement officer here in the state is. But no, they would rather sit back and grumble about separation of church and state, something that doesn't even exist. So, but other than that, I'm doing pretty damn good.
I can tell. Well, Quankey, I want you to have a really good weekend.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it. Love you guys, and have a good weekend. Stay cool, stay safe.
Thanks, appreciate it. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. So that many is in the drawing?
Yes, yes. And I just, on the separation of church and state issue, I think what's happened is the original intent and meaning of what Jefferson meant in that letter has been skewed over the years by far.
Bastardized.
His whole idea is don't establish, thus the separation, and it's to keep, you know, different faiths from vying over the power of the state to enforce their vision of faith on others, on each other. I mean, and really back then, there wasn't much of an argument over the secular humanist aspect. There might be a few in the country, but not many. It was more the different denominations. They wanted to avoid what was going on in Europe for so long.
Well, you think you go into look at Pennsylvania, for example, Quakers were running the place. The number of clergymen that were part of the founding fathers that signed the Constitution, the establishment of colleges and university by churches. So what do you say? What, do you want to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
Yeah, let's do this thing. And the winner is Jason S.
Jason S., you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Reminder for everyone, today only, $2 off watermelon. You just need to tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. See Karen and Reed Ingram while you're down there. Say hello to them. That's a great place. Those peaches. Ooh, going to get peaches this weekend. Going to do the peach with the sugar on it and some vanilla ice cream. Oh, yeah. Get some peppers to cook with my Fresh Market $7.99 bone-in ribeye. I'm going to probably do about a pound and a half of that bad boy and take that bone and chew on it afterwards like a caveman. Kind of an interesting thing that happened on Sean Hannity talking to Meadows and Nunes. Nunes is going to talk about something called the Black Ledger, and I want to kind of get into this and share some things with you about this.
Congressman Nunes, let's start with your reaction to this new revelation, and more importantly, so they were warned again not to use information, and they did it again. Why? How did they get away with that?
I mean, this is obviously a new revelation. We did not know about this. There were rumors about it, that this Black Ledger, that it wasn't true. But now, from what Solomon has learned, that people within the FBI clearly knew that this was just another dossier. I mean, if you go and look back over the last 2.5 years, this is like dossier fever. Everybody's got a dossier that they were paying for, they were getting from Russians. And, you know, dossier is going to go down as just fake news. And all of this was just planted into the FBI and used. Now, look, I think Paul Manafort still has a lot of explaining to do. But the question is look, if this investigation was poisoned from the beginning, I think it raises real questions that the American people need answers to.
Okay. So let me explain to you the Black Dossier, or the Black Ledger. When the old government of Ukraine got thrown out by basically a coup, and the new government got installed in, they allegedly found this ledger. And in that ledger, They published a story the Ukrainians gave to the media. This is interesting, that it wasn't European media. It was New York Times. Ledger told them about this ledger, and it had Paul Manafort's name in it. Paul Manafort at that time is part of the Trump operation. Now, is this a government giving somebody information that's going to try to affect the outcome of an election? The interesting thing is, it was not true.
Right.
The things that were said, Paul Manafort, $125,000 four times, was not true. They made it up. It was fake news. But they ran with the story to go damage Paul Manafort, which ended up, basically, they didn't need him anymore because he was too hot of a potato to handle. Had nothing to do with Trump operation. Had to do with they made it up. And who's controlling the UK? It was the head of the Import-Export Bank, who was the new president of Ukraine, who was basically put in by the Obama State Department.
Yes.
And the former president was thrown out, and all this lavish spending. And that was the auspices of him being thrown out, too lavish of spending. Jason S., the winner, is on?
Yes.
Jason S., congratulations, my friend.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I am very excited to go down there and see what Reed and his lovely bride have new down there this time.
So you've been there before?
I have.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I am sending Reed and Karen Ingram your name as we speak. The only thing I ask you to do, Jason S., is for you to call me back after you've been there, tell me what all you got and how it was.
I will definitely do that. Are they doing any Boston butts or ribs or anything this weekend?
They're always doing that. You have to call ahead and order it. They normally have ribs just kind of there, but I would call there and get an order in.
Okay. I will definitely give them a call here in just a minute because I think I'm going to go the direction of the ribs and the Boston butt.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good choice.
Barbecue, baby.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, those were. Have you had the ribs before?
I have. I went down one time and had a Cuban, and also got a plate of the ribs. Took them home, had them later, and they were excellent.
Let me tell you what their Boston butt is really good. It's a huge too for the amount of money you have to pay for that thing. You can feed a bunch of people with it, but their ribs are second to none. If you like the St. Louis-style ribs, they are tender, they fall off the bone, and they just have this magnificent smoky taste to them.
Okay, you might need to stop, because I might turn around and go down there this afternoon.
Well, I just sent your name to them, so once you head down there, call them if you want to order a Boston butt, and then see Karen Ingram or Reed Ingram. They'll take great care of you, my friend.
Outstanding. Once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Thank you for listening to the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, wouldn't listen to anything else.
I appreciate you an awful lot. News 93.1, Jason S., the winner. He's going to be a happy camper this weekend. Going to be back. Final segment right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty.
Dusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Nunes is going to be asked by Sean Hannity talking about Hope Hicks. And,
man.
This was absolutely incredible what they did. Now, Nunes didn't land this thing the way he should have. If we get to the Catherine Herridge story, that will have a little more into it. But I'll give you the kind of the background on this thing.
Well, pervy Democrats were grilling Hope Hicks about her love life, and the president said that Democrats wanted pictures with Hope Hicks that they could post online. What's that all about?
Well, during the day yesterday, members of Congress, Republicans, were coming out, and they just were shocked at the questions that were being asked to Ms. Hicks.
How bad?
Well, they were asking about her love life. I don't have the specifics, but I just think asking about someone's love life in Congress, I mean, come on.
Now, how would that be relevant to any investigation as it relates to, well, election interference?
Okay, so let me tell you what happened. They were asking her, first of all, they asked her, where is your office in relationship to the Oval Office? And she wouldn't answer that. They would ask her things like, how often were you alone with the president in the Oval Office? And here's where they're fishing on this thing. Now, Hope Hicks is a absolutely drop-dead gorgeous lady.
Yes.
I've had the pleasure of talking to her on the phone, but I didn't know what she looked like.
Likewise,
when I did.
Yeah.
I would have tried a different tactic. But the rumor that's out there is that Hope Hicks was like Donald Trump's little plaything in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that beautiful could not be that good, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
But that's where they were going with this whole thing. And they were asking, and let me tell you something, what happens in the Oval Office is the two doors that go into the Oval Office from the outside world, one from where the secretary speaks, where you go through where the cabinet office is, and the other one where you round the hall and there's the Secret Service agent standing outside the door, there's a little peephole in there so you can see into the Oval Office
right. On
both of them. So you can see what's going on. Now, what Bill would do is he would go over, there's a dining room that's attached to the Oval Office where you can have private dining rooms and private dinners and things.
Isn't there like a presidential study right there too or something like that?
Well, that got made into an office.
Okay.
And then there's the bathroom that's back there. But this is just ridiculous the way they're approaching this. I mean, they are so desperate. They're so grasping at straws to try to land anything on Donald Trump. Okay, so now Meadows is going to weigh in on this thing and talk about the narratives in the media.
Congressman Meadows, you have gone and done a very deep dive. I think the best work that you and Congressman Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and others have done is these closed-door interviews that, thanks to Congressman Doug Collins, we now have access to. And you guys were asking the right questions. Now that we know that they used more false information that they were warned about, to what level can we say this was a premeditated, you know, conspiracy even, to commit a fraud on a court and to influence an election with phony information and to undo the will of the American people.
Well, it was all about undoing the will of the people, but it's interesting tonight you let in with Tom Fenton and some of the emails he's talking about. Of course, Chairman Nunes and Jim Jordan have both been all over this, and that is the use of the media. What we found is even with this John Solomon reporting, it's not only that they knew that it was false, then they actually worked with the media to make sure it gets reported so they can use the same media reports to justify their surveillance. And so here's the real problem that I have with all of it. The deeper we dive, the more we see that protocols were broken. And candidly, when you start to look for the real there, it is there, but it's on the part of the FBI actually planting false narratives in the public domain.
Okay, so this is what would happen is someone on Team Comey would take the Steele dossier, the Black Ledger, and feed that to the media, New York Times. And this is basically a country interfering with elections, if you really get down to it. And the only difference is the person who is handling the document happens to have the initials FBI on their badge. And think about this. They were utilizing FBI agents taking information from another country and then giving it to the media to run a story on Paul Manafort or on the fact that the Steele dossier, or there was a briefing of the dossier, also that Carter Page and Papadopoulos had meetings with foreign agents. Russian is what they described them as. They're the ones who perpetuated that. They're the ones who put that story out. The fact that Jeff Sessions had met with the Soviet ambassador to the U.S., that came from the FBI. The question is it Comey? Is it McCabe? Is it Strzok? Who's the one that did it? I think we're going to find out is Comey and McCabe out of this thing. Okay, let's get to the next piece here. And this is going to be Nunes and Meadows talking about leaks, and they are saying the truth will come out.
Congressman Nunes, Americans, I think they want to know more than anything else are the people that helped rig the investigation into Hillary, that were warned about lies that they were using to obtain FISA warrants and applications, that were also spreading misinformation to the Washington Post and David Corn, Clinton sycophants, and then using it to bludgeon a sitting president. Four separate conclusions now, including your intel committee, say no collusion. Could you please explain those people that did these things, that they're going to be held accountable?
Well, we're not going to stop until we get the entire truth out. And I want to follow on what Mr. Meadows said. I think it's important. What we learned today from the Judicial Watch papers and emails is that you actually not only had the circular reporting where you have FBI leaking to a reporter, reporter running a story, FBI using the story, we now have something new in the chain. And that is you have reporters basically spying on people and then taking it to the FBI. I mean, you know, probably in exchange for favors.
Yeah. Well, and your thoughts, Mark?
You know, I think the big thing that we've got to understand is that there were a number of players at the top levels of the FBI that continued to work with the media in an inappropriate manner in order to spin a narrative that we're still dealing with 2 years later. It's time the American people judge for themselves. Let's declassify everything and make sure that the truth comes out. The president will be exonerated when that happens.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be